So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was checking the calendar of when it's okay to start making money off popular franchises again, and guess what's coming up soon?
Oh, is it Spider-Man?
Well, obviously Spider-Man's gonna get squeezed. That's like a 2-year waiting period. No, I'm actually talking about Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah, the studio is getting tired of not making money off that franchise, so what are we thinking? Like a reboot? Maybe Zac Efron as Aragorn?
Well, although that is a horrifying idea that we'll probably do someday, I was actually thinking we could do The Hobbit.
Wasn't that one book, though, so we're just gonna do one movie?
No, I feel like we could get 3 out of that bad boy.
How are we gonna do that?
By padding the hell out of it and throwing a bunch of stuff in there that's just, you know, completely unnecessary.
Sounds good to me. So what happens in this first movie?
Well, we're gonna have Bilbo writing and talking about some of his adventures that we haven't, you know, cashed in on yet.
Very exciting.
And while he's writing, you know who's gonna pass by?
Who?
Friggin' Frodo Baggins from the Lord of the Rings movies.
He's from the Lord of the Rings movies.
He is, and so he's gonna walk by.
Wow, so what's he gonna do?
I just told you.
Oh, okay.
So then we're gonna flash back to a younger Bilbo and have him meet Gandalf.
And how does that go?
Well, it turns out Gandalf chose him for an adventure, but he's not into it.
What's the adventure?
Well, see, there are these dwarves, right? And they used to live in this place called the Lonely Mountain.
Okay.
And they had a bunch of gold there and this thing called the Arkenstone, but then a dragon showed up and just completely ruined everything.
Right.
But now they think that maybe the dragon is gone, so they're gonna go back.
So why would Bilbo be needed for that?
Well, because maybe they're gonna need a burglar.
Is Bilbo a burglar?
He's not, no.
So I don't get
it. Listen, sir, I'd appreciate if you got all the way off my back about why Bilbo's needed, okay?
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing.
So anyway, Gandalf invites all these dwarves over to Bilbo's house without asking, and they start eating all his food.
And who are these dwarves? What are their names?
Oh, there's a bunch of them. There's Oin, Gloin, Keely, Feely, probably Beely, Dwaylin, Balin, possibly Sarah Palin. I don't really remember.
Well, that's okay. Are they gonna have fun personalities so we can tell them apart?
Honestly, they're all gonna kind of blend together. There are a ton of them.
Feels like it's gonna be tough to connect with them emotionally.
Oh, most definitely. But there is gonna be one named Thorin Oakenshield, and he's like the leader.
And what's his deal?
Well, he's Tiny Aragorn.
Oh, people like Aragorn.
They do. So anyway, these dwarves are gonna be eating Bilbo's food, and he's gonna be like, hey now, hey, stop it, please. Hey everybody, hey. No.
Very funny.
Yeah, for like 40 minutes or something.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and he's really not into the idea of going on this adventure with them, but then he wakes up the next day and he's like really into the idea of going on this adventure with them.
So what changed?
Well, the movie has to happen, sir.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So anyway, they head out and then they get captured by these big dumb trolls that want to eat them.
Off to a very bad start.
Definitely, but then Bilbo stalls the trolls for like 30 seconds, which gives Gandalf the time to pop out and shine sunlight on them, so they turn to stone.
Wow, I guess maybe someone was brave in that situation.
Maybe.
So what else happens?
We're also gonna have this other wizard, Radagast, who has a bunch of screen time and also some bird poop on his face.
And what's his role in the movie?
Well, he's gonna kinda tease that something evil is on its way and that the Lord of the Rings movies are gonna happen.
Oh, kinda tease the movies that people have already seen? Okay, yeah, sure, maybe that's a thing.
He's also gonna lead some orcs away from the dwarves at a certain point, but then just kinda circle back so an action scene can happen.
I guess that's helpful. And are we doing, like, cool practical makeup like in the original trilogy?
No, there's just gonna be a ton of CGI going on.
Oh, is that gonna look better?
Oh, yeah, no, God no, but it means we can still work on designs even after we've shot the movie.
Pretty good trade-off.
Yeah, so then they're gonna go to Rivendell and Gandalf is gonna have a conversation about how the Lord of the Rings movies are gonna happen one day.
Good to let the audience know that, I guess.
It's definitely gonna fill some screen time.
Fantastic.
And also the dwarves have this map that can only be read at the exact time of year as it was written under the exact same moon.
Oh man, so how long do they have to wait?
Not at all. It turns out those exact conditions are happening at the time that they're in Rivendell, so they're able to read it, no problem.
Oh, so why even mention that?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Oh, also, we're gonna have this scene where they're all on the legs of these giant rock monsters that are, like, punching each other.
Oh, rock'em sock'em robots are tight.
And they're also gonna get captured by some goblins.
Made with CGI.
Oh, offensively so.
Wow.
And Bilbo's gonna manage to slip away, but everybody else, they're gonna get brought in front of the Scrotum King.
What?
Sorry, the Goblin King.
Oh, okay, and what's his deal?
Well, he knows that this orc Azog has beef with little Aragorn, so he wants to give the dwarves to him.
What's the beef?
Well, Azog killed his grandfather, and he chopped off Azog's arm.
Okay, yeah, so they probably don't like each other.
And Bilbo's gonna end up finding the ring and then having a big interaction with Gollum. Remember him from the other movies?
I remember him from the other movies.
Yeah, and so Gollum wants to eat Bilbo, but instead they have this riddle battle.
And how does that go?
Well, Bilbo's gonna win by accidentally asking, what do I have in my pocket? Which isn't a riddle, but somehow that's still the winning point.
Well, and so how does everybody escape?
Well, frickin' Gandalf pops out and helps rescue them again.
Oh, that guy's always doing that.
It is his thing, yeah, for sure.
Amazing.
So they kill the Scrotum King and then they survive five deadly falls without so much as a scratch.
That's Lord of the Rings tradition at this point.
It is, yeah.
Well, great.
But then they're gonna get chased by Azog and his orcs, and they're gonna get trapped in a tree.
Uh-oh.
But little Aragorn, he's so mad that he attacks Azog, and he just gets his butt kicked.
Not good at all.
But then Bilbo jumps in to help, and all the other dwarves, they jump in to help too, but it's still not going too great.
Yeah, sounds like it's gonna be tough for them to get out of there alive.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Gandalf has a bunch of eagles pick them up, so, you know, that's that.
Well, great.
Yeah, so the eagles drop them off super far from their destination at the top of this super dangerous rock that's super high up.
Yeah, that's almost the opposite of helpful.
Yeah, and so then the movie's done. It's over.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we get out of there. It's done.
I feel like not even one thing had a resolution.
That is accurate. Yeah, for sure. So what do you think?
Well, I mean, it's Lord of the Rings, right? So I feel like people are gonna like it no matter what.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hello, it's Ryan here. Thanks for watching that video. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, be sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and the button and the whatever other buttons. Not the dislike. That's a bad button. You could also leave me a comment telling me what other movies you want to see pitches for. As always, check back soon for a new one. See you guys on the next video. Bye-bye.